The Kentucky Derby is tonight. Churchill Downs in Louisville, competing in the Derby, is one of the highest accomplishments in horse racing, and a majority of the jockeys who ride the horses come from other countries on visas awarded for athletes. As NPR's immigration policy reporter Jimena Bustillo finds, they're worried about how immigration regulations will affect the sport.
In a break room above Churchill Downs, colorful numbered flags lay on a table. Some of the world's top racehorse jockeys meander about, waiting to ride. Some watch videos together of other races. Others are mentally preparing for their own. It's a long week with several days of competition leading up to the big night. But these jockeys, they're used to it. They ride hundreds of races a year.
I've been riding horses for 20 years now. So, you know, here in the United States, I've been doing it for 17 years.
That's Junior Alvarado. His dad was a jockey in Venezuela, and he wanted to follow in his footsteps.
I was growing in Venezuela, and, you know, once I started riding horses, you know, I always was this big, famous race called the Kentucky Derby.
He recalls watching the race on TV and knowing one day he wanted to be there.
Once I become a jockey, I thought, like, well, my only chance so I can win that race, I have to go to the United States and I have to make it there.
This will be his sixth Kentucky Derby as he rides a bay horse named Sovereignty. Alvarado joins 11 of the jockeys competing at the Kentucky Derby tonight who originally come from another country. Most are from Central and South America, but there are athletes from France and Italy also vying for the title.
Actually, our racing scene has been very much enriched by jockeys from all countries.
That's Bonnie Smurden, an immigration attorney who helps process what are known as the P&O visas for athletes. She said the U.S. draws in athletes because there are more racetracks and more opportunities to race than in other smaller countries. That's creating a melting pot in the jockey room.
They also bring more of an open cultural mindset. I think when you go into a jockey's room, you're going to find that international flavor has opened and broadened the minds of even the American riders, where they learn a lot about cultures and they get along.
It's not without its challenges. Some jockeys have complicated immigration stories. Smurden said that there are some who came on temporary protected status. That was revoked by the Trump administration, and it's stuck in litigation. That means some athlete statuses are in limbo. The trajectory isn't always easy. I spoke with Martin Garcia, a jockey originally from Mexico. He said he grew up around horses, but not horses like these. We stood on a dirt path on a cloudy morning. The thumping sounds of powerful horse hooves can be heard as we talk. He said he entered the country illegally about 25 years ago.
Well, there weren't many options. You have to do what you can, and thanks to a lawyer, I was able to get a visa, and now I have papers, and I am legal in the U.S.
This will be his fourth derby. He'll be riding Citizen Bull. Industry estimates say up to 70% of the jockeys who compete in the U.S. are foreign-born, and there are many reasons U.S. trainers are attracted to international athletes. Competitors from South America might be physically smaller, and there are prominent jockey schools in countries like Panama. The Jockeys Guild helps them process their visas. Mindy Coleman is in-house counsel for the Guild. She said it could be her job to make sure visa applications provide all the information federal agents need.
I don't want there to be additional restrictions in reviewing those petitions when they're initially submitted.
She said she has concerns that there could be restrictions on what countries people might come from or confusion in why jockeys qualify for the visas. But these athletes, she said, are among the best.
We're here at Churchill right now for Derby Week. And the reality is everyone sees this week in horse racing, and it's a beautiful, wonderful week. But quite frankly, it takes people from all over the world in order to have this fastest 2 minutes in sports in Kentucky.
Back at the track, Alvarado prepares for one of his races. He reflects on his athlete story as an immigrant story.
You didn't come this far just to fail, you know, so that's how I felt. You know, I felt like, you know, just because I was an immigrant, I had to push myself a little extra and just do everything like everybody else a little better.
Minutes later, he mounts a horse named Time Out for one of the last races of the day. Running out of the gate, they fall to the back before shooting nearly to the front in the final stretch of the race. The audience in their big bright hats, pastel suits, and floral printed dresses cheer and jump for the photo finish. Alvarado came in second in that race, but he hopes to win the roses tonight. Jimena Bustillo, NPR News, Louisville.